Okay, our friends. Do you like to put on costumes? Do you like to pretend you're something other than what you are? Because if you do, we've got a book for you. It is called Hoot Owl, Master of Disguise. And he may very well be. I don't know. Let's find out. Today's story was written by Sean Taylor. It's illustrated by Jean Julien. And it's read today by Mommy and
The noise that just happened.
The noise that just happened?
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, you're knocking?
No, my name is Knock, Knock, Knock.
Your name is Knock, Knock, Knock? Oh, my goodness. Well, who is there? Knock, knock, knock.
Haha.
Yeah, you get that all the time, huh? I like your name. Are you ready for your story, Knock,
Actually,
Knock, Knock?
It's rare that someone says that.
Is it rare?
I really like it.
Oh, well, then I shouldn't say it. I'm sorry. Okay. Are you ready for your story? Knock, knock, knock. I don't want to have to ask you to sit still while we're reading the story. So can you put your soccer ball away so that you can listen to the story and look at the pictures?
Yeah, knock, knock, knock loves his soccer ball.
I know, but Mommy also likes to read the book and turn the pages, and then when you say, I missed that page, and come back and want me to flip it back, it's hard for me to progress the story.
Mm-hmm.
Capiche?
I do.
All right, let's go on. All right, now, let us proceed. Do you know what it means to proceed?
Yeah.
It means to go forth. Correct. Okay. Hoot Owl, Master of Disguise. Mommy and Knock, Knock, Knock. Here we go. Although, you know, he does look really funny. On the cover of the book, we can see the little red owl with a little orange hat, sort of top feather. He looks like he should have an accent. Should I give him an accent? No, just be.
Yeah, give him an accent.
Is he a boy or a girl?
He's a boy.
I thought so, too. He looks like a boy.
Oh. He's Scottish.
He's Scottish. Oh,
yeah, he's Scottish.
All right, here we
go. Scottish.
I can give it a go. Okay. It's not going to be great, but I'll try. Watch out. I am Hoot Owl. I am hungry. And here I come. And it says, Hoot Owl, Master of Disguise. And let's see what it says. The darkness of midnight is all around me, but I fly through it as quick as a shooting star. And he does.
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
Thanks. And look there, a tasty rabbit for me to eat. Soon my sharp beak will be gobbling that rabbit.
Yum.
Rabbits too.
I love to eat.
Everyone knows owls are wise. But as well as being wise, I am a master of disguise. I devise a costume. Look, I disguise myself as a delicious carrot. And he has. He has made himself an owl-sized carrot. It is the perfect way to catch a rabbit. I wait. It doesn't work. Never mind. I am Hoot Owl. I am hungry. And here I come. I'm sad because he put all that work into making his costume. And the bunny had nothing to do with him. Just hopped right away the other direction. How sad. For him. Do you think he's going to give up now? No.
He's going to chase that rabbit.
And here I come. The night has 1,000 eyes, and 2 of them are mine. I swoop through the bleak blackness like a wolf in the air. And look there, a juicy little lamb stands, helpless in the cool of the night.
Why is he wearing glasses?
Well, because it's a smart lamb. The lamb looks cuddly, but soon I will be eating it. Everyone knows that owls are wise, but as well as being wise, I am a master of disguise. I devise a costume. Look, I disguise myself as a soft and fluffy mother sheep. It's the perfect way to catch a lamb. I wait, and the lamb walks off. It doesn't work, but still, I am Hoot Owl. I am hungry. The terrible silence of the night spreads everywhere, but I cut through it like a knife. And look there. A pigeon stands trembling, afraid that a dangerous creature of the dark, such as an owl, might be passing by. In a matter of moments, that pigeon will be in my tummy. Everyone knows owls are wise, but as well as being wise, I am a master of disguise. I devise a costume. I disguise myself as an ornamental bird bath. Mm-hmm. It is the perfect way to catch a pigeon.
No, I say it's the perfect way to catch a pigeon.
Ooh, that's good.
You do it like that.
It is the perfect way to catch a pigeon. I wait. It doesn't work. But never mind, I am Hoot Owl. I am very, very hungry. And here I come. The shadowy night stretches away forever as black as burnt toast. And look there, a mouth-watering pizza. My eyes glitter like sardines because I am sure the pizza will be mine. Everyone knows owls are wise, but as well as being wise, I am a master of disguise.
Do we know? Yeah, we know that.
I devise a costume. Look. I disguise myself as a waiter. It's the perfect way to catch a pizza. I wait. The disguise works. The pizza does not move. They don't call me the master of disguise for nothing. I chomp my pizza with my deadly, dangerous beak. It's pepperoni. The last bite is as good as the first. Then, tired but satisfied, I transform myself back into plain Hoot Owl. I disappear into the dark enormousness of the night. I am gone. And the world can sleep again. Until Hoot Owl returns. Bum, bum, bum.
Wow.
And that, my young friends, might be one of the silliest ones I've read in a very long time. And it's also the end?
Yeah.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.